Sam Bynum wasn't born an alcoholic, but like many alcoholics will tell you, the signs were there early on.
I remember as a young girl, probably 5, standing in the back room of my uncle's bar, the aroma of stale beer that had permeated the walls was enticing to me. I loved it. I loved alcohol as soon as I could drink it.
And she drank, at first to feel a bit less awkward or uncomfortable. Then, after her 7-year-old son died in a car accident, she drank not to feel at all.
And after he passed away, I became a different person. And all I wanted to do was drink and drug because it hid the feelings.
She remarried several times, hit the road with husband number 3, and left her other son with her parents. By her mid-50s, the drinking and drugs had made Bynum sick and poisoned her relationship with her son.
I had done such damage to my son that he was living in Boston. I would have to ask him if I could visit.
But at age 57, she was ready for a change. She remembers raising her hand in a recovery meeting and admitting her problem for the first time.
My name is Sam, and I'm an alcoholic. And it was as if a backpack slid off my back and I was free.
That was a decade ago. Bynum, with her wispy white hair and electric smile, has been sober ever since.
I'm as happy as I could possibly be. I am proud of myself for what I have accomplished.
Today, she tries to help other seniors find the same happiness. She runs some recovery meetings herself, and she's about to start a new group at a nearby senior center. Bynum says older people who abuse drugs or alcohol might especially need that connection to a group of peers.
I find that some seniors, and I am one, have gone through this, of being isolated away from their family, that their family just can't stand it anymore. And the senior gets more into depression, and I have been there.
In downtown Pawtucket, the Anchor Community Center is filling up. The noon Alcoholics Anonymous meeting is about to start, and people of all ages are greeting friends and settling into the rows of folding chairs. The Anchor offers all kinds of support for people in recovery from alcohol and drug addiction, and they're seeing more and more Rhode Islanders over the age of 60, like Sam Bynum. Jim Gillen oversees recovery services for the Providence Center, which also runs the Anchor Center. He says there are a couple of reasons for that increase.
You know, what's happening is people are aging out. You know, the baby boomers or the war kids, you know, and if they have a lifetime of drug dependence or you know, drug abuse, including alcohol, you know, it's become as the body breaks down. You know, you can only drink for so many years. It's going to catch up to you at some point.
Prescription medications are another reason. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found that over the past few years, the number of seniors taking at least one medication has risen to 90%. More than half take 3. Drugs for anxiety and pain, like OxyContin or Vicodin, are among the most frequently prescribed, and they're some of the most addictive. Holly Sakala helps run the Providence Center's new drop-in recovery center in Warwick. She's also a member of a state task force on elderly mental health that's just recently started talking about elders and addiction. She says part of the issue is simply identifying the problem in seniors.
A lot of times, primary care physicians will overlook a substance abuse issue in an elder because it's not so forefront. There are other things going on. And typically that the culture of the elders is, you know, we don't talk about our issues that may devalue us in the community.
Sakala says primary care doctors need more training in addiction. And Jim Gillen agrees. In fact, he says primary care doctors could help with another problem, connecting seniors with the help that's out there, but disconnected.
Okay, you're in for primary health care. But now let's talk about, you know, your mental health. Let's talk about your, you know, your maybe abusive pain medications. So if it's all there, you know, and now let's connect you with a recovery coach. So the services are there. It's getting them intertwined. And that's the hard part is really having some person or some agency as the thread.
federal data show that the number of seniors nationwide entering treatment for substance abuse has grown by 50% in the past few years. That number is steadily creeping up in Rhode Island, too. But the number of services specifically designed for seniors has declined. And Sakala says that's a problem because seniors have some unique needs, physical or psychological, that could keep them from seeking treatment. They might have trouble getting around or have other medical needs. She says that's one reason the Anchor Center started a phone service.
Well, the telephone recovery support service that we provide here is available to people in our community. It allows people to get a call from somebody who really does care how you're doing. And if you're maybe not ready to walk out the door, maybe the telephone recovery support, you know, we'll allow you to trust enough to take the step out the door and come on in and see us.
Then maybe, says Jim Gillen, some seniors will begin to feel comfortable enough to venture out and maybe try a recovery meeting.
And so, you know, it's a slow process, but it's about building trust. And that's important with anyone, but especially with a senior population that for so long has lived in the shadows.
Gillen expects the number of seniors dealing with substance abuse will expand as more baby boomers grow older and more prescription drugs fill up their medicine cabinets. And Rhode Island, he says, will need more treatment options, including sober housing, for this growing population. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.